Bidvest Group released its interim results today for the 6 months ended the 31st of December 2018. The company reported headline earnings up 10% at 2.1 billion rand, with headline earnings per share up 9.6% at 629.1 cents. The company is invested in a number of areas that cut across automotive, freight, services, commercial products, office and print, financial services, and the electrical sectors. The company also has international operations. Well, to tell us the story behind the numbers, I'm joined on the line by Lindsay Rolfs. He's the CEO of the Bidvest Group. Lindsay, your headline earnings were up 10% at 2.1 billion rand, and your trading profit growth was up 6.3% at 3.3 billion rand. Are you satisfied with the various metrics you've reported to the market today?
Yes, we are very much so. I think in this, you know, this 6 month period where we had a technical recession, I think the diversity of our group, the widespread of what we do in the South African economy really came through. The fact that we, you know, 60 to 70% a service business with a annuity type income stands us in good stead. And our trading businesses performed reasonably well considering a pretty weak and frail economy. So we were very happy with the results, yeah.
So you report that the financial services division was adversely affected by poor returns on your investment portfolios, which knocked your trading profit down by about 75 million rand, although your profit was still 243 million rand. Apart from this aspect, what are some of your observations in your finance division, particularly in the area of insurance?
Okay, so just very quickly, the bank was up about 8%, and that's mainly vehicle leasing, and they got some nice wins there, and obviously Forex. On the insurance side, the short-term insurance business did okay, and we are continuing to develop new products there. The on the long-term, we have put a lot of resources in to grow that business, and as one grows the life insurance business, the returns in the short-term are negative, but they will start to turn around in the new financial year.
Right.
So we are quite excited about our life business as well.
So we've learned even today from NAMSA that vehicle sales are under serious pressure, you know, for various reasons. And you do mention this in your report. You also mentioned that there's a strategy underway by Bidvest to try and improve your performance in the auto division. So what have the challenges been and how are you seeking to address them?
So the luxury segment is under quite a lot of pressure. I must just bear in mind, this is probably the fourth cycle of in the automotive industry that I've been through. And it is a cyclical business. So there's no doubt that the luxury brands will come back. But when that will happen, we're not sure. So while we're going through a downward cycle in the auto industry, we do continue to right-size our business. And we then look at which of the original equipment manufacturers we really are keen on representing. And there are certain of the low-end manufacturers who we just feel, you know, if they're not 5% of the South African auto market, it's difficult to represent them and have the infrastructure required to run dealerships for those brands. So we have exited a number of the low end of the market dealerships. And then even on the luxury brand, you know, if we feel we've got too many dealerships, and Range Rover was one example of that. We've actually cut back on our representation by one dealership. And we're doing that type of re-engineering of that business.
Right. So the electrical division, which is heavily related to sectors like construction, mining and infrastructure, that registered an 18.6% decline in trading profit. So given its exposure to these currently sensitive sectors, what is it that you guys are doing to, in your words, future fit the business?
Yeah. We're having to look at alternative energy sources. Renewables is an example. And we have invested quite heavily into solar energy, prepaid electricity meters, and taking our business to a slightly different level or a different strategy with regard to the traditional business that we've traditionally been in of supplying electrical contractors. On the other hand, I am convinced that, you know, South Africa needs infrastructure growth. Construction will return one day, and we will be very well positioned then to take advantage of it.
Are you enthused or optimistic about some of the things that have been said by government or things that have come out of the Treasury's budget around infrastructure investment?
We are indeed. We would like to see it actually transform into action. It's vital for the country, and I think it's not just government that needs to be spending money on infrastructure. I think it's the private sector as well. And we will have to do our part in making sure that there is money spent on infrastructure in the economy in South Africa.
Mm. So you report that your services division's trading profit rose by 13% to 1.1 billion rand. What do you attribute to that?
We did make a very successful international foray into a company called Noonan in Ireland and the UK. That's been very successful. And then in South Africa, we did report that the individual earnings just of our services business in South Africa are 8% up. And that really is a result of contract wins, increasing market share, et cetera, and very good margin management. You'll notice that our margins increased even in a difficult time like this.
Indeed. So how's your freight business doing in general, as I see you've benefited from the movement of a number of commodities there?
Yeah, we are seeing some nice movements in this particular 6 months. We saw some very good grain movements. We saw a return of commodities like manganese, chrome, iron ore, and we even saw some of the steel coming out of ArcelorMittal starting to move through our ports. Fertilizers were good, rice was good. So there were some nice positive movements of commodities and grains. The first 2 months of this calendar year have been a little bit quieter, so we'll have to see, particularly on the agricultural side, we'll have to see how that pans out over the next few months.
Right. So in terms of your international operations, you did touch on that Noonan acquisition that you made a while back, and you say that that's paying off. But when it comes to your international operations, did you benefit from currency translation in the period under review, and what proportion of your total revenue do your offshore businesses contribute?
It's still very small, somewhere in the region of about 2 to 3% at the revenue line. And there was no big currency fluctuation. We always match our earnings and our debt. We do have foreign debt, so we do have the matching concept there. And there was relatively little, because of its size, impact on the currency on our results.
So now you bring me nicely to my next question, which is around your debt. Bidvest raised some 1.3 billion rand on the bond market late last year with what was described as reasonable rates. So what was that cash raise for, and how is your debt situation looking?
Our debt is very, very low, about 1.1 times EBITDA cover, which is low. We have capacity to go up to about 2.5 times. So we're very comfortable with our debt levels, which will give us a lot of capital allocation going forward. With regard to the pricing of our bonds, they were very, very well received. So we went to market really to replace certain of our existing bonds, which matured, and some of our pref shares for cheaper money that we could get on the market at the time.
Right. What's the current status of your liquefied petroleum gas project, and is that an area where you see significant growth as South Africa tries to move away from fossil fuel-based energy?
Yeah. We do, we're very proud of that project because there's not enough LPG in the country, so we are pioneering a new industry for the country. We get very good returns out of that facility. It's about a 1.2 billion rand facility being built in Richards Bay. We've currently spent up to about 300 million. Mm-hmm. It will come online in 2020/2021 financial year, and at the moment it is on track for that date.
Right. And lastly, Lindsay, what's your outlook for the balance of the year, particularly for the South African market?
We still are somewhat concerned about the election and the business confidence levels that we face. Also obviously concerned about all the corruption issues that are taking place in the country, which don't all go well for extensive movement of people spending money and infrastructure growth while all of these investigations are taking place. So we do anticipate a tough 6 months. We're already 2 months into it. They have been quite tough these last 2 months. We're quite keen for the election to come and go so that everything can settle down and we can look forward to a better future for going forward. Notwithstanding that, Bidvest, due to its diversification of the industries in which we operate, we will find good areas of opportunity in the 6 months, and we should be able to produce a reasonable result for the second half of the year.
All right. Well, on that optimistic note, we'll leave it there. That was Lindsay Rolfs. He's the CEO of the Bidvest Group.